Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 75, Psalm 34, Deliverance from Prison. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and delivers them. This was demonstrated in a most marked manner in the case of Peter. Herod had already killed James, and had taken Peter, intending to kill him also. 16 soldiers were detailed to keep the apostle till the time of execution, and the night before the event was expected to take place he was in a cell, bound with two chains to two soldiers who were inside with him, one on each side. Surely there is no hope that Peter can escape the will of his enemies. But Peter had many influential friends who were interested in his case, and who exerted themselves to secure his release. So they got up a grand petition in his behalf, not to Herod, for that would have been useless. The need was too urgent to warrant their wasting time on a stubborn and rebellious under-official, so they addressed their petition direct to the highest authority. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. I have said that Peter's friends were influential, and so they were, even in the highest circles, for the supplication of a righteous man avails much in its working. What was the result of this petition? Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird yourself, and bind on your sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast your garment about you, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel, and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. That is only one out of many deliverances. At one time the chief priests, and the rulers of the Jews, laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning, and taught. Later on, when the ruler sent to bring them to court, the keepers were found foolishly guarding an empty prison. Yet again, Paul and Silas had been cast in the prison, and the jailer had been charged to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's hands were loose. And so we might proceed, recounting wonderful deliverances by the angel of the Lord. There were the three Hebrews who were delivered from a fiery furnace. The Lord himself came to their rescue. Mark the statement that the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him. The Lord himself came down to share the flames with them. So the angel of the Lord was in the cell with Peter before he was delivered. When those who fear the Lord are cast in the prison for his sake, the angel of the Lord is with them, and no prison bars and bolts and soldiers can keep them 1 minute after God decides that it is best for them to come out. Until that time they are content to stay, as shown by the peaceful sleep of Peter, and the joyful songs of Paul and Silas. This calm confidence in God comes only from a knowledge of his power to effect still greater deliverances. The promise is, There shall come out of Sion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. He gave himself for us, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose them that are appointed to death. Those who know the power of this deliverance from sin, and all may know it if they believe God's word, need not and will not have any fear of what man can do to them. We may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven, and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keeps truth forever, which executes judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them up that are bowed down.